With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. We're back now with Johnny Gold, the softball coach at Marblehead High School. And, Coach, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. I hope you are also.
Absolutely, absolutely. As we were discussing just before we started recording, it's a new dawn, a new age, a new day, a new year. I actually said yesterday I went out to breakfast to the wait staff at Charlie's Place in Gloucester. We know them all. And I went in saying Happy New Year because that's what it feels like to me. Oh, so Johnny, you know, I'm looking at the record here before we get to a couple of games specifically, but man, it looks like you guys have been really snake bitten. Oh, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't have any loss that's greater than two runs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, I don't know if it's snake bitten. It's up to us to produce the differential and win the games. But we've been in every game where 4-4. And realistically, a few things here and a few things there, we could be 7-1, mm-hmm. possibly. So, yeah, we've played okay. A lot of it with us has not really been physical mistakes. It's been more mental mistakes and no excuses. You know, we have a saying on our team that excuses are the foundation for the house of failure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. It's just that a lot of these kids, really, you know, I got them after they played on the JV team, and then because of the COVID year last year, we didn't have them. And then we only had 7 days of practice this year versus 24 days usually. And those are a lot of things you work on, the mental aspect of the game, that we just haven't had the time and chance. And it's no different. Every team's in the same boat. There's some things we've been good at and some things we have to keep on practicing.
Well, it would look to me, Coach, like it's obviously a work in progress, but you've got to be, the kids have got to be getting some positives out of it. And I point to the Gloucester game. What was it last week that looked like it was a classic? And wouldn't you know, Nicastro picked up his 100th win. But Gloucester coming on strong, and your kids played well.
Our kids played well. Both teams only had two hits. The difference was two mental mistakes by us versus zero mental mistakes on the Gloucester side. So, you know, we played well. And the real good game for us this year was Danvers.
Mm-hmm.
I think 4-1, and we came back in extra innings to beat them 9-7 after they had beaten us 7-5 in Marblehead. So, you know, I was really proud of the girls because they played that game with a lot of grit, and you have to be gritty to win games. And, that's what it takes, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Okay, who's a standout for you, Johnny, and who's been improving for you?
Yeah, well, the standout is a girl named Ashley Maud. Ashley, freshman year, she was a JV. She broke her wrist her sophomore year, so could never play. Junior year was COVID, and this year she's our starting first baseman. She's hitting over 650, and really, I didn't know much about her. I'll be joking with you, and she has shocked the hell out of me. She's really a real good hitter. She's a very good first baseman. She's going to Syracuse next year, and I'm proud of her for that, for her education. Improvement-wise, Dylan Kerbel, our left fielder, keeps getting better with every game, and Isler Bumigan is a freshman in right field, and she could have played left field center for us. She's a really good young softball player that loves the game, and she's been playing real good. So, hey, there's a couple of kids that have done their job, and then it all comes back to our two captains, Jolie Quintana, the catcher, who's outstanding, and our pitcher, Lauren Donovan's been outstanding, and just a quick note, in the Davis game, she got dehydrated. I mean, it was 98 degrees out, and she had, 2 days ago, she had her second COVID shot, so she wasn't perfect.
yeah, that's tough.
Grace Martin, our backup pitcher, came in, and Grace did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
She was outstanding. And then Lauren in the seventh inning said, "Coach, I got enough back in me with Gatorade, water, ice, everything." And Lauren came back out and struck out five of the next six batters. So, each kid's contributed, and it's really good to see, and I hope it bodes well for the future, too.
Sounds good. Listen, I'm looking at the schedule, and I can't trust it because I don't have the actual schedule here. What do you got coming up this week, Coach?
Hey, it's the craziest schedule. I mean, I no complaints, but it is. We play today, Beverly at home, and that's it for the week. I wish it wasn't like that. But at the same time, we could use really some solid practice rounds and going over some of the things that I spoke about earlier. So I guess that will help also. And then the next 2 weeks, we play five games, and then we'll go into the tournament.
John, it sounds like the kids are learning and you're having fun, and you know, it is a new day. And the league, of course, again this year, extremely competitive.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, as we talked before we went on the air, how it's like a new year, just playing without a mask.
Yeah, right.
And coaching without a mask, it's an incredible difference. It's like freedom. It's great.
Well, you can actually concentrate on the sport now instead of the other safety precautions.
Yeah, it's really, it's fun again, and I give these kids in every sport a lot of credit. It's not easy playing with that mask on. And you know what? Kids are, they're resilient. They really are, and every kid that played an athletic sport this year, I give them a lot of credit. It wasn't easy for this year's class of 2021 and everybody that was in it. It was tough, and they did it.
Yes, sir, and you coaches and educators did as well. Johnny, we'll talk to you again soon. Have a good luck today, and have a great week.
Yep. Good, and thank you, and keep on enjoying.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
See ya.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Johnny Gold, who is the Marblehead girls softball coach. Well, softball. Marblehead softball coach, Johnny Gold. This is MSO News Sports.